I'm very concerned, Greg. There's an awful lot of anxiety by many people out there at the moment, the general public, by a lot of people at the coalface working in the cardiology service in Letterkenny University Hospital. A lot of people have referrals on a daily basis, and if this service is to end, and it was confirmed yesterday by Tony Canavan, and you actually done better than we did. Because Tony Canavan has been very difficult to get this last while, but Highland Radio managed to get him yesterday. And you probably get more information into the public domain yesterday than we've been able to get. And that has been a problem with the Health Service Executive for some time.
Okay,
And to
well,
be
I just want to
fair,
hear your comments on that. We might have a quick listen back. Yeah, go ahead.
only for the media, the public representatives wouldn't be aware of this. And that again gives me a huge cause of
Well, that
concern.
shouldn't be the case. That shouldn't be the case. I agree. Well, let's listen to Tony Canavan's comments yesterday. It's just over a minute, but I think it's just important to frame the rest of this conversation. I asked him about the because we got some indication from the hospital manager a couple of weeks ago that they were making efforts to try and have a continuance of services once this private company stopped visiting the site. So I asked Mr. Canavan if he was on the same page with those feelings.
I suppose for many of the patients that received this care, the option of it being deferred or put on a waiting list or otherwise, that isn't an option. So they will have to receive the care. The question that arises is, will we be able to continue to provide the care that's currently provided, or indeed elements of that?
What's your best answer then at this point?
Well, the reason that we've engaged three experts to answer that question for us is because, you know, they're the right people to make that call and to advise them that it wouldn't be appropriate for me to guess etc. in advance of them coming back to us with their recommendation.
Okay, but you are responsible for presumably services and retaining and retain them as much as possible.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But
so you have a view. You have a view outside of what these experts are going to say to you, surely.
Well, my view is that if at all possible, what we would like to do is to continue to provide services locally where that's appropriate. What we don't want to do is provide services locally that are of a lower standard than patients deserve.
In terms of these experts, will they look at other options, say, for instance, for us here in the Northwest? Maybe some of these services could be provided in Derry as opposed to Dublin or Galway. Is that a possibility? Can that be discussed?
Yeah, well, just to be clear, what we have asked the experts to look at is whether or not the equipment that is currently available in Letterkenny can provide some aspects or all aspects of the service that is currently provided. That's what we've asked them to answer for us. Other options outside of that, like the ones that you've mentioned, they're ones that we will have to examine in ourselves.
So, Kieran, in relation to this issue we're talking about now, and other issues too that I put to him, he seemed quite unapologetic in saying, look, the reality is nowadays people are going to have to travel for services. That's just the way it is. If they don't think they can do it safely and to the same standard of this mobile unit in Letterkenny, the geography doesn't matter. They're going to not provide the service there.
Yeah, that's a very good point you're making. But, you know, let's bring ourselves back down to earth, and we're in Letterkenny here, and we're in Donegal, and we're in the real world, and somebody takes ill here in Donegal. Are they expected to travel to Galway? The reality is, Greg, they'll be dead before they get there. We have an excellent cross-border relationship here with Elton Galvin. We have two top consultants who've done huge work over the last number of years in this area. They have saved an awful lot of lives between Letterkenny and Elton Galvin. If we lose this service in Letterkenny and is expected, and this is the problem, and it's a huge problem that we face in this country on a daily basis, that people are sitting in Dublin or in Galway and they talk about everybody should come here to us, but they have no understanding of the geography, of the challenges. If you're leaving Malin Head, if you're leaving Gweedore, and you have to travel all the way to Galway, and you only have a very short time available if one takes a heart attack or takes any sort of cardiology illness to get in there and to get the stents introduced. So, I mean, this is lives here. Lives have been saved by the team that we have in Letterkenny, and indeed the cross-border relationship with Elton Galvin. And, you know, I was listening carefully to what he had to say yesterday as well, and he did allude at one stage in your interview that he understand about the proximity was the words he used, of Sligo to Galway. And, you know, this takes me back to a conversation we had a number of years ago at a meeting in Letterkenny. You know, the consultants themselves, maybe some of them would have the highest respect for many people at the highest level in our healthcare. But, you know, the people at the highest level, these consultants, they need to travel to Letterkenny as opposed to all the patients have to leave to travel to Galway to see them. But here we have an excellent model in Letterkenny. The Friends of University Hospital had over many years, whether it be a car wash, a football match, a cake sale, raised €750,000. That was arrangement was done hand in hand with the management of the hospital at Letterkenny and with the CELTA group at the highest level, who invests in the capital investment at the time for the infrastructure. So Letterkenny is best placed here to accommodate the equipment that's there. And I accept as we speak that there has been people from Galway who was viewing and inspecting the equipment to Letterkenny. It was my understanding there was to be a meeting yesterday on Zoom by these senior people, and I'm led to believe that meeting was cancelled at the 11th hour yesterday, which is unfortunate. And I'm just very concerned, as is many others, that maybe this has been kicked down the road. Because you know what? The reality is, it's easy to turn off a meeting yesterday and say, we'll put it off for a few weeks' time. What happens to that person that has a heart attack? What happens to the person that takes ill? This service is coming to an end. That was confirmed yesterday on Highland Radio as well. So what about the people that's going to take ill when there's no service there?
Yeah, but that service isn't there all the time either, though. It is a mobile unit, so there are occasions where people would need that service and still have to travel, though, Kieran.
You're 100% right, but it's there, an emergency need, and it's there, comes on Wednesday night, and it's there all day Thursday. But the arrangement that we have with Alton na Gailvin is an excellent one, but it's only used for emergency services. But the reality is that if this service goes, then somebody's going to have to travel to Galway or Blackrock. So the problem is, at the moment, the dedicated team that we have in place in Letterkenny, are they going to remain in place if we don't get the supports in place? And it's all down to the very, I'm led to believe, and I'm not an expert in this area, but I'm speaking to people who know exactly what's happening on the ground, that a cardiac technician could resolve a lot of this. So, I mean, a bit of common sense.
Yeah, but the only thing, Kieran, and I get where you're coming from, and it's you're a politician and I'm a journalist and we're sitting here talking about it. Listening to that interview yesterday, and maybe I read it wrong, but it seemed to me that, you know, we're going to provide the services where we believe they're best provided and where it's safest to provide them. You know, we reference that the eye care, you know, it doesn't work sending someone up to do a satellite sort of a setup once a month. It's the best practice to do it centrally in Sligo. And I just wonder, are we going to end up seeing more stuff go from Letterkenny because the best place to do it is in Sligo or in Galway or somewhere else?
Well, I don't accept that the best place is Sligo.
No, neither do I, but we don't make the decisions.
I have to say that Dr. David that we have in Letterkenny, and I've never met the man, but I have met many people who has been through his services and has nothing but the highest respect for the service that he's provided in Letterkenny and the lives that he has saved. And I think, you know, we hear many discussions on your radio station about us trying to attract consultants to the region and to Letterkenny. Here we have one of the best in the country, so we need to put the tools, if you like, in place, the supports in place. The Friends of the hospital took that leap of faith. They put that 750,000 in there. That was the public, the people of Donegal. And I have nothing but the highest respect for the great morale, the boost, the team, the work that Letterkenny Friends of the Hospital has done. And I think there's an opportunity here now to restore the confidence in the service and to take that leap of faith and put whatever resources is needed to make sure that we have a permanent service in Letterkenny. And it doesn't take much. And there's many, many occasions that you'll see you're talking about hundreds of millions. That's not the case here. And, you know, everybody, to be fair, is singing off the one page here. We just need the medical people to come on board because far too many people has had to travel to Galway and Dublin. But here we have the capital infrastructure in place. We have the expert equipment in place. That's not in Sligo. The equipment that we have here leaves us best placed ahead of the rest. But we just need those people that's having the review to have that meeting as a matter of urgency and tell us that this service is permanent. Because as we speak, the cardiology service in Letterkenny, I'm led to believe, is not allowed to take any other appointments after a certain date in June.
Okay.
And that's unfortunate.